Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
So Wendy, joining us as usual on a Thursday, we say very good morning, Wendy Nola.
Hello, Kerry. Hello. Good to be with you.
I'm so happy to be speaking to you. Wendy, happy December. I want to say happy December. I can only guess, though, that your inbox has not been filled with, you know, just pre-Christmas cards. I presume emails.
No.
About something specific?
Well, yes, the travel ban. So I went from Black Friday emails, dramas, you know, people only get hold of me when they're dramas. They don't tell me about their lovely bargain finds. It's like, you know, whatever. And so now you can imagine since this weekend, so many people in so much pain around their travel bookings, either family coming here and not being able to, or them having bookings for the UK, etc. And suddenly we're on a red list and the plans are wrecked. So, and also you can understand that since March of last year, a lot of these, I mean, the travel and tourism industry has been hit hardest, I think, harder than any industry. And so a lot of these travel agencies have scaled down their staff, you know, to pretty much a skeleton staff. And now suddenly they were looking forward to the best season in years. Bookings coming in nicely, local, domestic, international. And then Friday came, you know, that awful shock. We're now travel ban, South Africa, you know, we can't go there, you know, because goodness me, they've identified this variant of the coronavirus that's actually in a lot of other places. But anyway, let's not go into that story. But now they people are trying to, I had a woman yesterday trying to, she booked BA ticket to London via Travel Start, and she just couldn't get hold. She was supposed to fly on the 26th next year, and she just couldn't get hold of anybody to sort what does she do. Does she hold on to the, just assume they're going to hold on to it? How does she rebook? When does she rebook? What about her visa? And on it goes. Anyway, the UK government is only going to review its decision on the 17th. I was told by Otto de Vries, who is the CEO of the of ASATA, the Association of Southern African Travel Agents. So at least they decide, bow to pressure and decide to look at this decision of theirs before December the 17th. If you have a ticket for, say, the 40th, as I know someone does, you're pretty much stuck and no one can tell you what to do. The same with the visas. I've asked all over. No one can say, well, is, for example, the UK government going to extend those visas? You know, it costs South Africans a fortune to get those visas.
Yeah.
And that, and no, everybody, unfortunately, this is the story of we don't know. It's just all, everything's up in the air, Kerry, except for the planes around South Africa in terms of international.
Refunds.
Well, those are two different things. So you'd think, because if it's involuntary, if your government or something in another country's government is not allowing you to travel, that's the same as you say, well, I actually found a better deal with another bit of accommodation, so I'm cancelling. Those are two different things. But anyway, so I'm getting emails from people who were travelling to the UK. You know, can you imagine what it cost in Rand to for a hotel there? I had a doctor from Joburg paid 72,000 Rand for 8 nights at Regent Park House in the UK, going over for a nephew's wedding. We're supposed to go on Tuesday. And basically they're saying, so sorry, no refund. And then I've had someone whose parents were coming out to South Africa, and the Airbnb host here said the same thing. No refund for a last minute cancellation. So I went to Airbnb. They have a meeting office in London, and I deal a lot with Katie there, and she said, we appreciate this is a fast moving situation. We want to make it as easy as possible for hosts and guests to follow the rules and stay safe. And this is the thing. She says guests must review host cancellation policies because they get to choose whether it's very strict or lenient. I don't know if people realize this. We go and look. Every host has the right to make their own choice. And you really, ideally, in this very flexible, fast-changing world we live in now, especially when it comes to travel, you don't want to go with somebody that has a strict cancellation policy. So in the doctor's case, the cancellation policy was to get a full refund, you must cancel within 48 hours of booking. That didn't happen. Or between 7 and 14 days before check-in. And then you'll get paid 50% for all flights. So he didn't qualify for any of those things. So his 72,000 Rand, Kerry, is gone.
Oh,
imagine.
My.
So they've actually, what I didn't know is Airbnb has actually introduced a new policy with more flexibility. It's called firm, which doesn't sound very flexible to me, but anyway, it's called firm as opposed to strict. And firm is a lot fairer, so you can get a full refund if you cancel 30 days before check-in. So that's the one you want to go for in any Airbnb booking, I think. So tip, I learned this only this week. You must check the host cancellation policy and go for the most flexible, which happens to be firm. And if the host doesn't have that firm, then maybe move on to another one that does, because if something changes, you're going to be very much out of pocket.
So just quick one, when we're booking, we're looking for something that says firm. If it doesn't say firm, don't book it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you must go and look at the host cancellation policies. A lot of people don't. And what this story shows us is that it really pays to check.
Wendy Nola, you're amazing. We love you. Thank you so much. Consumer Watch podcast is up online, ecr.co.za. Bye, Wendy.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.